Blog Talk Radio.
The enemy came up against your home. The enemy came up against your children. The enemy came up against your name. The enemy came up against your character. You will win, win. You will win, win. The enemy came up against your health. The enemy came up against your finance. The enemy came up against your vision. The enemy came up against your business. You will
somebody up in here tonight, that there is something on the inside of you
said everything attached to you wins. Can you point to your neighbor and tell them everything attached to you wins? Come on, let's just tell them everything attached to you wins. I just tell them, say it's your winning season.
It's your winning season.
You've got God to carry you. You've got God to carry you. That's what he's gonna do tonight. Cause you can't afford to lose again. You can't afford to lose again. Oh, it's your winning season. Last time, everything attached to me need you to do, because I realize that you can't say you are a winner but look defeated. I need you to get up out of your seat and high five 10 people across this room. Don't just stay at your rope, tell them across the room that you will win. Come on, high five 10 people and tell them you will win. You will win. God don't work failures. God don't call you defeated. You are a winner.
glory and the lifter of my head. He walked with me, and I hope right that he talked with me, and he keeps on telling me I am his own. He's the lifter of my head. I don't have to worry, I don't have to stress, cause he never failed me yet. You are the lifter of God, lifter of. Lifted me, you've lifted me, and I'm so glad about it. You are the lifter. Hey. When sickness struck my body and they said I never get well, you came and you healed me. I know you're the leader, lifter of my. Come on now, somebody lift your hands if you think you lift up. Can you lift your hands and give God praise? Come on, he's the lifter. He is the lifter. He is the lifter. Come on, somebody lift your hand and acknowledge the lifter. When depression had me down, he lifted me and he restored me. He renewed me. He put me back together again. He didn't let me die. He kept on loving me. He kept on holding me. He kept on.
Good morning. First of all, God who's head of my life. Welcome to Worldwide Gospel Connection. It is Women's Day Thursday. I'm super excited on this morning to hear a word from the Lord just for you. Get your pen and paper together. Know that the woman of God will be on shortly to deliver a word. Also, definitely want to give a shout out to all the country that's listening in. Canada, Brazil, Jamaica, the Netherlands, Paris, Russia, and so many more. Thank you guys for tuning in. We know that you can't openly praise God, but check this out. We are interceding for you over here. You're not in this by yourself. Hear me well. You're not in this fight by yourself. Remember, iron sharpens iron, and we're big on sharpening one another. Do not forget, sharpen and polish your armor on, because the enemy is at a warfare for God's people on today. You remember grandmother said back in the day, Jesus is on his way back. Hear me well. He's on his way back. So prepare yourself. Study, pray, get into the word. Know the word for yourself. It is necessary in this season for you to know the word for yourself. Father God, if you come on the show this morning, less of your daughter and more of you. Let her decrease and you increase in her, Father God. Speak to your people on today. Speak to the women of God. Speak to the women of God on today, Father God, to strengthen them and guide them in the right direction. Make sure that they understand. Help them understand that you are right there with them, that you will never leave them nor forsake them, that you're always right there. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. We're going to go to a quick commercial break, and we'll be back, and the woman of God will be on. Remember, the number is 563-999-3628. Press 1 to speak if you need prayer or if you just want to say something. But remember, when you dial in, you must press 1 in order to say something.
Thank you. everybody, look at somebody and tell them, I need you.
I need you.
You need me.
You need me.
We're all apart.
We're all a part of God's body.
Stand with me.
Stand with me.
Look at somebody, tell them, agree with me.
Agree with me.
We're all a part.
We're all a part of God's body.
It is His will.
It is His will that every need be supplied. You are important to me. I need you to survive.
Tell your neighbor.
You are.
Do it one more time. Come on, open your mouth and say, I need you.
I need you.
Let me hear you. You need me.
You need me.
Oh, we're all.
We're all a part of God's body.
Stand with me.
Stand with me.
Agree with me.
Agree with me. We're all.
Somebody
here, I won't harm you with words.
Amen, amen. We need him to survive. We can't do anything without our Father. We might think we can, but hear me, we can't. We need him to do everything for us. He wakes us up every morning. It's not the alarm clock. It's not your significant other. It's all nothing but the Lord that's waking you up every morning. Remember, get around some people that's going to pray for you. P-R-A-Y, not pray on you. P-R-E-Y. In this season, it's mandatory that you have some like-minded people around you. Everybody that say they got you, trust me, love, they really don't. Some of them just saying it just to get by, just to see what they can get out of you. But be mindful of that. Ask God to connect you with some like-minded people that truly want to see the best in you, that truly want to see you grow, that truly want you to do more than what you're doing right now. No, it's not going to be easy, absolutely. It's going to be some hard days, going to be some good days, but know that the Lord is always with you, that you're not in this fight by yourself. Remember, the Bible says he will never leave you nor forsake you. It's us that need the Lord. It's us that fail and forget who he is. It's us that say, okay, well, I got some time. Time waits for no one. We don't know the day nor the hour when the Lord is going to call us back home. You don't know when your time is coming. So I dare you to talk to God. Spend some time with him. Just you and him. And I guarantee it'll get better. Not saying it'll be overnight. Absolutely not. But it will get better day by day. Don't lose hope. Don't lose focus. Remember, God is right there with us all. Excuse me. I'm turning tired this morning. He's right there with us all, sick and all. Pray for the ones that did you wrong. Forgiveness is necessary in this season. See, remember, it's not, the forgiveness is not for them. It's all about you and glorifying God, letting him know your heart is free. God put broken pieces back together right when we need it. You can be going through hell right now, woman of God, and hear me well. It won't last long. But when you call on the name of the Lord, I guarantee you it'll get better. Not saying things going to happen overnight. Nope, I'm not going to tell you that. That's something I'm not going to do. But I'm always going to tell you the truth, the whole truth and nothing but the truth. God is the way, the truth, and the life. And he has you. Trust and believe that. Well, I'm not going to prolong the time. The woman of God is on, getting ready to deliver the word that God downloaded in her. I'm excited. I'm going to present the psalm and introduce the other, none other than Prophetess Reed. Get your pen, paper together, because trust me, this woman has a word from the Lord just for you. Remember, share. Call in 563-999-3628. Press 1 to speak or need prayer. Good morning, Prophetess Reed. How are you, woman of God?
Good morning, Pastor. I'm fine. And you?
I'm blessed. Look, I'm ready to eat. I have my pen and paper ready. I'm going to mute because, you know, we get loud on here sometimes. I know the Lord has downloaded something in you that his people need to hear. So I'm going on mute, and you go right ahead.
Thank you. Good morning, everyone. I want to take the time just to give God praise, glory, and honor because he's definitely worthy of it. I want to take the time to pray before we get started. Precious God in heaven, I want to take the time just to say thank you for another day you have brought and kept us. I want to thank you, Lord, for waking us up just to see again another day. Thank you, Lord, to be live and well, oh God. We thank you, God, for you who you are. You are awesome. You are amazing. And you worthy of all praise, of all glory, of all honor. I thank you, God, for using me for your glory. I sit down and take a seat and allow your Holy Spirit to be in control and take full control. All that you have allowed me to study, Lord, let it not be in vain. May it reach the hearts and minds of your people, God, all over the world. We give you glory and we give you praise again. And we thank you, God, in Jesus' name. Coming. For Galatians 6:14, I'm going to read the International Version. And it says, may I never boast except in the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ, through which the world has been crucified to me and I to the world. Romans 12:2 tells us, do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that by testing you may discern what is the will of God, what is good and acceptable and perfect. Exodus 23:5 also says, you have no other gods before me. You shall not make for yourself a carved image or any likeness or anything that is in heaven above or that is in the earth beneath or that is in the water under the earth. You shall not bow down to them or serve them, for I, the Lord your God, am a jealous God, visiting the iniquity of the fathers on the children to the third and the fourth generation of those who hate me. Matthew 6:33, that I always quote, is, but seek first the kingdom and his righteousness, and all things will be given to you as well. Just to give you a little feedback, a little history about myself, because my subject comes to be, what is your soul tied to? I want to tell you, coming up, I did not have a good self-esteem about myself. I had very low beneath the ground, like an ostrich having your head in the ground type of esteem about myself. I didn't think I was beautiful. I didn't think I was pretty. I didn't think I had much to give. It took me years to get to where I'm at now. And along the way, I was caught up in soul ties, meaning I was caught up with relationships that I should have never been in. But by the grace of God and his mercy upon my life, I'm alive today to tell the story. Because so many of us get caught up in relationships that takes us out of here. And I want to thank God that despite what all I've been through, I still trust God. I still believe God. And I know for a fact that I cannot make it without him. I can't live. I can't breathe. I can't move. I can't do anything without God. I need him in every area of my life. My worst soul ties was my first marriage. And I forced that marriage. And I forced the relationship, even though I was being verbally abused really bad. And I really got verbally abused when I was pregnant, carrying a child. And my last child, my baby girl, I caught it the worst. Me and her almost died, but God saved us and spared us. And she's 30 years old today. And she's a beautiful one. Look, God, all my children are beautiful. My son, who's 28 years when he passed away in 2017, he was a believer of God and can quote to under the table about scripture and had faith that I could never, ever seen in a young people in my life, in a young person in my life. He was a gorgeous man, a gorgeous child. When I had him, it turned my life around back to God because I had got away from God because of death that occurred in my family, losing my grandmother who practically raised me, and that was devastating. It took me a long time, and bringing up memories, what happened to me as a child of being abused by the hands of a stepfather. But I hold no grudges or no hatred towards anybody because as I've gotten older, God blessed me to be a survivor. I'm grateful for all my family members. I love each one of them. I got my siblings. I got my cousins. I have my aunts, my uncles. I have my children. I'm blessed to have 7 grandbabies. I'm just grateful. But God delivered me from them soul ties. Because soul ties, I'm telling you, it's a torturing thing to go through. And I want to get more into the story of Samson. And the story of readings from Judges 13 through 16 chapters. And Samson was born to a couple where the mother was barren. And the angel of God met her in a field and told her that she's going to have a son. And he's going to be born as a Nazarite from birth. And the angel mentioned to her that she's not to have no strong drink, she's not to touch no unclean thing, and no razor is supposed to come to his hair at all. She went back and told her husband, So the husband prayed, said, I know that my wife told me this, but I need to hear from you, God. Can you send the angel back to us so I can hear the instructions? So sure enough, the angel came back, met the woman again, but she ran and got her husband and brought him back. And he told him the same thing. So when Samson was born, Samson was, of course, as Nazarite, part of Israel. God allowed him to be born because he's supposed to be a deliverer from the Philistines, because the Philistines had Israel captive for 40 years because Israel had did evil in the sight of God. So God allowed the enemies, the Philistines, to govern and rule over them for 40 years. So as Samson grew up, Samson came across a woman that was a Philistine, beautiful. He was infatuated with her. So he goes to his dad and asks his dad, can you pretty much hook us up? And sure enough, the dad only said, well, why wouldn't you want your own people? But see, back in them days, our people back then with the Israel, they didn't wear makeup or heavy perfumes or glittery stuff or fancy stuff to make themselves look attractive. The ones that the Philistines and different cultures that was not of God's culture dressed this way, so they were known to be attractive. So anyway, the dad went along. They got married, had a feast, and Samson didn't have Israelite people at his wedding from what I'm learning in the Word. He had Philistines. So he entertaining them. He telling them a riddle. If you get this riddle, I'm going to come with the garment for each of you. If not, you owe me 30 pieces of garment. So what happened, the feast went on at least 7 days. When they partied back in there, I mean, they went for a long time. If they mourned, back in the day, they would mourn for weeks at a time. So their party is going on 7 days of this wedding feast. So they could not figure it out. So they go to his wife, who's a Philistine, and pressured her, because he said, if you don't get us the answer to this riddle, we're going to burn you and your dad up in your home. So she pressed him and pressed him. She worried him so till he was sore, and he told her, and she told them. So when they answered the riddle, and he got upset. And he said, if you hadn't messed with her, then I wouldn't be mad right now, whatever. He got into it with them. He left. He's angry. He left. He went, and he slew people just to get them garments to get to them. And he gave it to them. And so when he finally showed back up to come back with her, he bought a kid, like a calf, as a present to the wife. But what happened was the father of her said, okay, he angry, I'm just going to go ahead and marry her off to his companion, which is his friend. So when he heard about that, he was so mad and he was so upset that he went out and he got a hold of 300 foxes, put their tails in fire, and burned up all the Philistines' crop. Philistines came back and said, okay, now we're going to burn her and her dad in the home. So they did it anyway. He went to Judah, hid in the cliff while this happened. So they're looking for Samson. Judah turned him over and said, look, these people got rule over us. Why would you bring this upon us? We're going to have to turn you in. They put ropes on him. He's walking with the Philistines. They finna take him back. And he gets back, and he said, where is this? Where are we at? So they told him where he was at. He felt God come upon him, and he picked up a jawbone of an ass, brand-new jawbone, and he slew 1,000 men. He ruled the Philistines for 20 years. It took them 20 years to find out what was Samson's weakness. And his weakness was the Philistine women. He hooked up with Delilah, which the Bible says he loved her. They got a hold of Delilah and told her, hey, if you can find out what his weakness is, each one of us will give you 1,100 shekels. pay for the information that you can get to us. She began to press him about where does your strength lie. He first told her, well, if you get this plant and you wrap my hands up, I'll be weak as any other man. So he had a habit of going to sleep on her lap. So she did wrap up his hands with the green plant. And she said, the Philistines is upon you. He got up, broke loose. She's like, okay, I'm going to have to go in again. So she went in again. Then he says, the second time, it's the rope. Same as before. He got up, broke the rope. They said, okay. The third time, she said, you don't love me. You're not telling me the truth. He's like, okay, if you take my hair and you web it and you put a pin in it to hold together, I'll be weaker than the other men. Happened again. His strength came. But the fourth time, she laid on him so that it almost tortured him to death that he finally told her, if a razor comes to my hair or locks, I'll be weak as any other man. When she found on the scene that he was really telling the truth, she had the Philistines to hide, have them come up. I know where his weakness is. Come on up so you can get him. So she had him to lay on the knees this time and brought a barber in to cut his hair. When he got up, he had no idea that the Lord was gone from him. He was weak as any man. They took him out. They put him in a dungeon where he toiled. And while he was toiling, while he was going through, they took out his eyes. He can't see. And think about that with our own lives. When we're going through things, we can't see our way out, whether it's from disobedience and we miss God, we didn't listen to God. Basically, it's from disobedience and loving something more than you love God, or loving a person more than you love God. God will bring you back and remind you. And while he's going through that and he's turmoiling, going through, walking around in that bottom dungeon, his hair is growing back. That means God's coming back to him. And when it's all said and done, they said, oh, let's get Samson and make fun of him. And it was an arena full of Philistines. And he got up there and he told a little boy to get him in between two pillars. And he said, God, give me that strength this last time. Let me die with my enemies. In his death, he killed more Philistines than he did when he did with the jawbone of that ass. Now, just to tell you this, no matter what you go through, no matter what you deal with, God never leaves us. He may turn for a moment because he knows what we can take. He knows what's in us more than we know what's in us. And he will come back. And he will come back and he will rescue you and he will show up and he will show out. This thing with soul ties is so strong that it gets a hold on you, because when it comes to marriage, his will for us to be in marriage, because we can bind as one. There's a lot of things that happens in marriage to become as one, taking on each other, where you function, you think, you flow as one. You're going to have your disagreements and you're not going to always agree, but when you work at it and you put God first and God join y'all together, you begin to grow, you begin to move, you begin to have each other's back as God has designed it to be, because blessed is the bed of marriage. Soul ties, when you're hooked with someone else, you're tying to whatever they're tying to prior to them meeting you, prior to them being with you, the type of person they are today. And you wonder where you're getting these behaviors that's not true, doing things, because you're tied not only physically but spiritually, emotionally messed up, because that was designed for marriage. And that's how God designed it as being. And I got caught up in soul ties that it changed who I was and what I believed in. But it took God to deliver me. It took God's healing. It took, first of all, it took God's deliverance. It took God healing me. It took the word of God. It's taken one day at a time. It took me cutting off things or looking or listening to certain music so that I can deal with strong enough to deal with, to allow God to heal me and to keep praising God and thanking God through it and repenting of it. And God got me through it, that today that I can say that I have been single. And not saying that I wouldn't love to have a man, but I want to have it God's way. I want to be married to whom God has for me, because when God joined us together, nothing can put that marriage asunder. When God put it together, when you force a marriage or you force a relationship, it does not work out. And the longer you're in it, the more miserable you are. And it's the honest truth, and I'm telling you this because I lived it. I survived it. But it's because of God's grace, God's mercy on my life, and the purpose that he still has for my life. Every day I wake up, I thank him, I praise him, I glorify him, because tomorrow's not promised. I lost a lot of loved ones that I thought would still be here, and they're gone. And all I have is memories. And each one that have left, there's something that I took from them to keep their memory alive, far as thanking God for them being in my life. And then getting into soul ties. God allowed me to get into scriptures of different soul ties and how to break them. Getting into the word is called breaking of soul ties. I came across Galatians 5:1. It says, "For freedom Christ has set us free. Stand firm, therefore, and do not submit again to yoke of slavery." Meaning that when God delivered you from something, don't go back and pick it back up. The only way, it's like walking away and not looking back. And I was told that if you do things each day for 12 days straight, it becomes a habit. Let it be a habit that when God delivers you from something, that you don't look back. You stay in his word. You stay in prayer. You stay in conversation with him to keep moving. And then 1 John 1:9 says, if we confess our sins, that means that we repent, tell God we're sorry for all the sin we have caused. He is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. He's able to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. And then you ask him to refill you with the Holy Spirit, and he will do that. And to keep the Holy Spirit in you, you got to stay in the word of God. You got to pray to God. You got to talk to God. You got to praise God. You got to thank God. Whatever it takes as godly, the things you think of got to be godly. That's it. And it's one day at a time to get to where you need to be in God. And even when you get there, you still got the time that you have left. You got to use it for his glory, because you're not done until you close your eyes for the last time. And when that happens for me, I want to hear good and faithful, well done, good and faithful servant. That's what I want to hear from God. I don't want to leave before my time. I want to be able to fulfill the purpose that God has for my life. And those that I got to pour into, those that I got to encourage, those that I got to listen to, those that I got to pray for, I want to fulfill whatever purpose it is that God has for me to do. If it ain't nothing but blessing someone with an encouraging word, if it ain't nothing but not saying nothing, listen to someone talk all that hurt out, and then pray for them. Whatever purpose that God has for my life, I want to fulfill it. I don't want to come up short, and I don't want to leave before my time. I want to be able to do and have what all God has for me. And the only way I can do that is to have that relationship with him, that conversation with him, taking the time out in a peaceful day to just rest upon God, to hear from God, to talk to God, to hear him speak. Ask for wisdom, ask for discernment, ask for guidance, not make decisions based off my flesh because I'm angry, because I'm upset, or I'm trying to get back at somebody. That does not work in life at all. Vengeance is mine, says God. Vengeance belongs to God. And when you go and leave that person alone, and you go about your business, despite how they hurt you and everything like that, later on you hear about that person's miserable. A lot of times they had to come back and say, you know, I hurt you and I'm sorry. I was mean back then, da-da-da. It's because they have to get that peace. But you keep your peace at all costs. That means don't be having no grudges towards no one. If you can't get along with somebody, love them from a distance. Stay in prayer. Stay, like I said, keep believing, keep trusting in God, stay in that word. And despite what's going on in the world, it's going to go on in the world. Killing, they had killing back in the day. Babies getting killed when it was heard that Jesus was being born, when Moses was being born, we lost babies then. Nothing is new under the sun with the world. The only difference is that we know more about it because we got media. We can see it on the news. We can see it on Facebook. We can see it on TikTok. People reporting on what's happening. But back in the day when I was growing up, we didn't have that. Every now and then you'll see some of the news, but it wasn't like it is now. But you can't be fearful. You just got to trust and believe in God that God is still on the throne. He's still in control. And no matter what you're going through, just remember that he got you. And getting back into the word, coming into Hebrews 4 and 12, it says that we may give thanks to your holy name and glory in your name. And getting into 1 Samuel 18:1, and it came to pass when he made an end of speaking unto Saul that the soul of Jonathan was knit with the soul of David, and Jonathan loved him with his own soul. You can have soul ties with somebody without being intimate with them. Jonathan and David, back in the word, back in the day, King David, they were very close. They were like soul brothers, even though they were not biological brothers. But they loved each other so much that they had a connection. And you have people in your life that you can have a connection with. And do not have to be intimate with them, but have that type of knit, that closeness, where they're like your aunt or your sister or even motherly figures. You have people that have double roles. You have an aunt that's your mother and your aunt. You got a cousin that can be your aunt and your cousin. You can have a brother who's your best friend, and that y'all are so tight that y'all can finish each other's sentences. It's just soul ties. And you want to be connected to people that encourages you. You want to be connected to people that is going to tell you the truth. You want to be connected to people that's not going to have you out here looking crazy and doing crazy. When they see you, they have no problem in checking you. I don't care how much money you got or what's going on. They don't care what level you at. If you need to be checked, they're going to check you. And the type of person that comes to you and talks to you, and you can look at their lives and say, hey, I know this person cares about me. I know this person loves me. They're not down to me, but let me just sit back and sit down and listen to what they're saying. God has you connected to a soul that is a godly soul, a soul that God knows their heart, and their heart is genuine. None of us is perfect. We come short no matter what. I'm not judging nobody. I'm just trying to keep my own self in check. But when God has a word for me to give, I give it, and I allow him to give it through his spirit. I don't let flesh get in the way, because flesh can get you in a lot of trouble. When I get angry, I'll go sit in the corner somewhere until I can calm down, because I don't like getting angry, because things spew out my mouth, and because I'm a mouthpiece for God, I have to be careful. I try not to say things out of anger because it can come to pass, because life and death is in the power of your tongue, and you got to be careful to and over people's lives. You want to speak positive in life and encourage them, and if you can't do that, leave them alone. Distance yourself and pray to God that God helps you. So that when you come back to that individual, ever see that individual, you'll be all right. Because you don't know why that person really is the way they are. You don't know what's going on with them within their heart. But God knows the heart. We look at the outer person of a person. We look at their ways and things they ain't doing right that we think that's not doing right. But who are we to judge? We can't, really. We can't. We can see you by the fruits that you bear and your actions. But God is the only one, and his spirit is the only one that knows what's in the heart of a person. That's why you got to have the Holy Spirit to help you discern. You have to have the word of God in you, and you'll be able to see and know things that only God knows, that he opens up for you to know and you to see. You have to be cautious. You have to watch And you got to pray. You got to watch your surroundings, not in fear, but you got to watch your surroundings and being aware to what's going on. When you step into a room, you have to watch the atmosphere. You ain't got to come in talking, hey, what's going on? You can speak, and then you can sit down, especially when you're not familiar, and you just sit down and you listen to what's going on. You're prayerful. Your ears are open, and you're listening more than you're speaking. And then when there's an opportunity to you to speak or to give a word or to encourage or kind of let your guards down, you will know. And you will know when you have that discernment and that Holy Ghost is in you and in your mind, you're going back and forth about something, go to God about it. He'll tell you, hey, I don't think it's a good idea, you should go. Things happen all for our good, for those who love God and who is called according to his purpose. Our purpose is to be all that God chose and called us to be because, again, we ain't nothing without him. So my question is to you is, what is your soul tied to? Is you tied to negativity? Are you tied to what is good? Are you tied to God? Are you tied on revenge? Are you tied to someone or something you know you had no business with? Are you tied to money? Because you know the love of money is the root of all evil. The more a person loves money, the more evil they are. Delilah was tied to money. She loved money. And that helped be Samson's downfall. But God didn't let him stay down. And when he went back down for the last time, he took more out with him. So he had victory in the end. But with God, you're going to have victory in the end. From life to death, you're going to have victory. But while you live and every day you wake up, make sure your soul is definitely tied to God, to his word, to his Holy Spirit, to his people, and to whomever God puts in your life to give a word. And sometimes you be tied to a person you don't want to be tied to, not being so far intimate with them because God puts you on their heart to pray for that individual. And he won't let you rest until you pray for them and speak a word to them, and then God lets you know, okay, I got them now. You can stop interceding. I got this. Then he'll give you another assignment. But listen, trust God. Make sure your soul is tied to God who never changes. He's with you no matter what. I wouldn't change him. I wouldn't replace him for nothing in the world. Despite my trials and tribulation, and despite what I went through because of my own disobedience, and because I allow myself to get away to trying to force something to happen, when all I have to do is call upon him and ask him to guide me, he's the best guide. He's the best confidant. He keeps all your secrets. He keeps all your information. When you know it's God's blessing, it's more than what you expect. It's more than your dreams that you could ever thought come to pass. When he blessed you with the home, it's detail. When he blessed you with a car, even though these are material things, it's detail. When he blesses you with someone that comes in your life, it's so awesome that it's unbelievable. And it has to take God to confirm in your spirit that it's true. Because looking at it with your own natural eye, you wouldn't see it, that it's a God blessing. So stay tied to God so that your soul can be at peace, so your soul can grow and be a blessing, so that when it's all said and done, when we got to stand before him, that he can say, well done, good and faithful servant. God bless you all. Thank you for the opportunity.
Amen. What I like when you mentioned that we forget to look with our spiritual eyes. We so focused on looking with our eyes that we miss the mark that God showed us. We miss the direction he told us to go. Soul tie is not just a sexual thing. It's friendship. You know that friend is not real good for you. You know that friend is just like a leech to spiritually drain you. And that's all they come around is to drain you, not to importate in you, but to drain you. That's a soul tie. Some people are not able or equipped to go where God is taking you. Come on now. They're not equipped to go where God is elevating you to. Sometimes you got to leave them at the wayside. Pray for them for a distance. You have to back up and let God show you See, we want to be friendly all the time. There's nothing wrong with that.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
People are users. I said this morning, people don't pray for you. They pray on you. And that's sad, but it's the truth. And God will give you discernment to show who a person really is. You know, love is the action. I say that all the time. If you love me, you're going to show me. Tell him you love me and not show him, it's not going to line up for me. I'm just going to talk about me. So you stay safe, you just sit in church. Show me that you love me. If I call you at 3 o'clock in the morning to pray, you're not going to get up and pray? You're going to tell me to call you back? That's not love. I was going through a crisis. Suicide is real. In this generation, there's no age limit anymore. These babies, elementary.
Yes.
When was the last time you told me you just, I love you? I love them.
Mm-hmm. Yes, God.
You know, they keep living off of Big Mom and Nemo prayers. Can you pray for them for yourself? Do you have a relationship with the Lord for yourself? Can you intercede for yourself when you can't get to somebody specifically that you know will pray for you? That's why it's important to have a circle of people that will push you and help you get what you need to get. Nobody's perfect. But have a group of people that will go on a prayer, and once y'all get together and pray, oh, my God, the enemy is already mad because you're praying.
Yes.
And then you get your other real homies to pray with you. Oh, he really mad. Ain't nobody worry about the devil. God is calling them home. There's no age limit anymore. You know, when we was growing up, you know, it was the older people that's passing. No. My granddaughter was 6 months when the Lord brought her home. And his kids younger than her and kids older, people older than me. There's no age limit anymore. When he's knocking and you're not living right, come on now, Ryan, this is over with. You know, Rosa, for so long, you think you have time. We don't know the day nor the hour when the Lord is coming back.
Don't
get left behind. I'm like, well, Prophetess Reed said, I want to hear well done, my good and faithful servant. I don't hear depart from me. Oh, no. They'll be acting like a toddler having a fit on the floor. Wait a minute. Left behind. I've been preaching and delivering your word, but have you been doing it from your heart? And like she said when she talked about us the other day, your heart and your mind must line up.
That's
if it's not lined up, how are you going to see? You're not going to see clear. I thank you for coming on and delivering that word. Pray for the women that's listening that understand, that don't fully understand what a soul tie is when it's not sexually. It could be somebody you've been dating for years and he trash or she's trash. And that's, you need to cut that so God can bless you. See, God can't bless you if you're sitting in the way. Don't be like Lot's wife and look back. You lost everything, no.
Yeah.
They talk about Job, but Job didn't lose focus. Job still stayed faithful to God. In spite of everything, he still stayed faithful. Think about it. The man lost everything. And his own wife said, won't you curse God?
God and die.
He was standing alone, and he still didn't fold. Now, that's love.
Yes.
Go ahead, Prophetess. Go ahead.
Just to let you know in regards to that like that, because I even read up on Job as well. He lost his business. He lost his children and his health. And I don't know about y'all, but that's life, isn't it? That's living. You got to have good health. You got to have income. Your children need to be healthy. It's rough for a parent that you have a child that stays sick and you going back and forth to the doctor. It takes a wear and tear on you. It takes a wear and tear on your child. But God's a healer of that as well. But this man not only went through with his health, that he shaved his hair off. He sat in a sackcloth. He had sores covering his body from head to toe. He lost everything. This man was so faithful to God that he would go before God and he would give a sacrifice. Back then, an offering was a burnt sacrifice. He would sacrifice a calf or another type of animal before God just in case his kids sinned. You know, his kids were so faithful to each other, and they were so tight that they would go to each other's house and have a meal. They were very close. It was no no animosity with these kids because of the way that he raised them. He raised them up before God. And the word tells you, all my children shall be taught the Lord, and great shall be the peace of my children. It's so important that we teach our children God at a young age so that when they go astray, because they're going to get distracted, unfortunately, because we're human, before we anything else, that they will remember God and come back to themselves. Even the prodigal son who got his wealth from his dad and he went off and he just spent all his money and got caught up. And when he was down there eating with the pigs, he realized, he remembered his father, how even the servants eat better than this. So he said, I'm going to go home. And while he going home, his father see him down the road and tell him, hey, go get the fattest calf. We're going to have a party. My son has returned. He didn't put his son as a servant. He restored him back. And just to let you know that you have a way of getting back to God. God has his arms open to welcome you back into the fold when you come back to him. You in that mess, don't stay in it. When you come out, go straight back to God. Trust and believe him. Listen to him. And he can restore you better than what you was before. But the problem is, don't stay in it. Even with, like Apostle mentioned about Lot's wife, told her not to look back. When you look back, she turned to that pillar of salt. You don't want to go be stuck in that sin and doing that and being disobedient to God, because you never know when your time is up. You will die in that sin, and you got to go before God. And God said, I know you not. It ain't worth it. Nothing is worth going to hell for. I'm sorry, it's not. I love my children. I love my grandchildren. I love my family. I even love myself. And it took me a long time. I didn't start loving myself till I was 40 years old. But I'm going to tell you, I won't even go to hell for myself. I'll talk to myself if I have to check myself in the mirror to tell Yolanda, you're not going down the road. God been too good to you. You can't go back to what you used to do. That's over with. You need to go forward. You got children. I'm raising grandchildren. I have to be an example before them. I have to live a life so that God is real. I have to live a life so that they will carry themselves in such a way that's respectful, and they know God for themselves. That's my job, if it's nothing else that I can do in life. As far as planting seeds, God's on me to plant seeds in my grandbabies' lives. And I'm grateful for that. But just to tell you, with that soul tie, baby, it ain't worth it. I've done it more than once. And I'm grateful that God spared my life, that I'm alive to tell you the truth. Because there's many of them that did not make it. And they died in it. I just want you to know that you have to make that sacrifice to God. And if you can't abstain from a man, you need, or a woman, you need to pray, ask God to give you the strength and stay in that word. And guess what? The word also tells you, if you cannot contain, it's better to marry than to burn in that lust. That lust is horrible. That lust has no respect. That lust, if you deal with it for a long time, after a while, you're wondering why you're attracted to the same sex. Because their lust is never fulfilled. It's never satisfied. And that's the honest truth. And I'm grateful for deliverance. And every day I pray God to keep me. To keep me so I don't slip back. Because it's tempting. Temptation does not go away. You got to resist it. And you got to put God forth. And you got to put God in. And you got to stay in the word. Like I said, it's a habit. You got to stay in the word. You got to pray. You got to ask God for wisdom. You got to ask God for discernment. You got to ask God for everything. Okay, Lord, I'm going to go out today. Lord, cover me. Which way should I go? Oh, should I go do this today? Oh, Lord, don't let me forget that. You have to have that conversation with him like it's a one-on-one thing. And you got to keep conversating with him on everything, on every decision, till it becomes a habit. So you will learn not to make a move without him. Because he's the best one as given wisdom. He's the best one that's going to keep you. And it's not, like I said, it's not just being intimate somewhere. It's being with somebody that don't mean you no good. They want to see your downfall, draining you, pulling on you, all that because you available, pulling on you because they know you're going to encourage them all the time. but they don't never come with nothing to the table. Time something happened to you, they ain't there for you, or they criticizing you or putting you down or discouraging, laughing at you because you might be walking and trip over a walk, they'll laugh. Even though the look of it can't be funny, I ain't gonna lie, I have laughed before like that, but I had to repent to make sure they was okay. It's just the look of it be funny because I have a laughing type of jokey comedian type of spirit. I got that. It's in the family line. My family is a bunch of comedians. We can have a conversation and laugh from the time we get together to the time we leave. We leave going out the door laughing. But I'm grateful for that laughter because that laughter releases a lot of hurt a lot of times. You need to have laughter. You need to be happy and not hold grudges and be just cankerous and mean. But he did me. I don't think nobody coming for me. That's a lie. And don't believe the lies out there. They just ain't no good men left. That's a lie. God know where all the good men is. And when it's your time, he'll send you him or send you her. You just got to believe God and just do right the best you can all your life and just ask God to keep you in that narrow path is that righteous way. And let's try to live right each and every day because we have lost so many loved ones, especially to COVID, and we still losing a lot of people. And it's not even to COVID. You know, so it's just the times that we're living in, and the holidays are hard because you remember enjoying your loved ones around the holidays. And those who got their mothers and their fathers and the rest of their siblings or whoever, enjoy them. Get together on occasions and enjoy each other. Whatever happened in the past, bury that stuff in the graveyard somewhere and forget about it and move on. And learn to love each other and be there for each other and encourage each other. And don't criticize each other. And just enjoy life. Laugh. Watch a movie. Go to a movie. Get together and eat. You know, people love eating. We love going somewhere to go eat. Just be there for family. Be there for each other. And if they don't want to come together, get with those that do. Don't let that be something that keeps you from loving and being who you are. Having anger and malice and all that in your heart is not good. You need to keep your heart. If it's going to be filled, let it be filled with the word of God. That is it. Because David talks about, Lord, create in me a clean heart. Renew your spirit with me and call me in a right mind. So many people have lost their mind. They're just not in an institute because they have cut a lot of costs, a lot of places for those who deal with that has mental illness. And a lot of time, that's not mental illness. That is just demons. They never got delivered from things from childhood, all that. Holding all that up, holding all that in your heart, having all that anger, that creates a bad spirit that you do not want to be carrying around in you. Because when you hold grudges, it affects your health and everything else. So keep your heart clean. If anything go in your heart, let it be the love of God and his word and the love for God and for God's people. I hope this, I pray that this was a blessing to you all. I pray that it encourages you. I pray that it has you take a good look at life, not take it for granted, and live all you can for God and allow God to help you.
Amen, amen. I want to leave you, you know, we quote the Overcomer Scripture, Romans 10 and 9, Satan declare with your mouth that Jesus is Lord, and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. Yes, they tell you to say the sinner's prayer, but sometimes you can just lift your hands and say, God, I'm ready. I've tried it my way. Now I need to do something different. There's nothing wrong with you just saying that. No, you don't have to know all 66 books of the Bible. No, you don't have to speak in tongues. God wants your heart to surrender to him. Not saying it's going to be easy, absolutely not. Oh, hell going to break loose once you surrender your life to Christ. But know that you are and will be connected to some like-minded people. Chief and I are here. Prophets is here. With other apostles is here. You're not in this fight by yourself. Now, welcome. It's going to be rough, but it's going to be well worth it because now you have the ability to know that you got somebody that truly loves and cares for you. I'm going to leave you with three things. One, get you a Bible. Whether it's King James or NIV, find you a Bible. It's necessary since you're a new creature now in Christ. Two, find your church home. Go visit, go online, find your church home. You're definitely welcome to join us at the Abba House International at 6705 8th Street, Houston, Texas, 77028. And we also have a church home coming up in Chicago. Remember, don't lose focus. Go somewhere because you need to hear the word. You need to hear the word. Also, three, make sure the man or woman of God that you're under.
The best in me when everyone else around me could only see the worst in me. I wish I had a witness tonight that he saw the best in me. I guess I'm the only one got this testimony. When everyone else around me could only the worst in me. Can I tell y'all one more time, one more time? I said he saw the best in me. When everyone else around could only see the worst in me. I wish I had a witness tonight. All I need is one. Hey!
He saw the best.
When everyone else around me,
everyone
else around me,
can only see the worst in me.
Does anybody have that testimony? When Trump walks you off, said you would never make it, what did he see?
He saw the best in me.
When everyone else around me,
when everyone else around me, can only see the worst.
Can I tell y'all one more thing? I just need to tell you one more thing. Listen to this. See, he's mine, and I am his. It doesn't matter what I feel. He only sees me for who I am. Does anybody know that tonight? Oh, see, he is mine. And I am his. Said it doesn't matter what I did. See, he only sees me for who I am.
Help me sing it.
Yeah, girl.
Said that he is mine.
He's mine.
I'm his. Said it doesn't matter what
it
I did.
It doesn't matter what I did.
He only sees me for who
he
I am.
He only sees me.
Yeah.
For who I am.
Oh,
yeah.
not in this fight by yourself. Keep the full armor of God. But make sure you keep that helmet of salvation on, even when you're sleeping. Even in your dreams, the enemy will try to come and attack you. He will try to attack the person or the people that's close to you. But know this, stand on his word. Because remember, size of a muscle seed can move mountains. That's a dot on a piece of paper. Don't lose focus, because what you're going through is a test, a money for someone else. It's just a test. Somebody needs to hear what you're going through. Somebody needs to know that they can come out the same way you did. It is just, you know, the scripture says, the weapon may form. No weapon forming against you shall prosper. It may form, but it shall not prosper. If you have to literally open the Bible up and stand on it, do it. I did it. God is always right there with you. He will never leave you nor forsake you. Don't ever think God is not with you. He's waiting there with open arms. He's not forceful. But trust in him always and lean not on your understanding. God will show you. Ask God to show you a person's heart before you waste your time. I waste enough for all unappreciative people. That's over with. Everybody know I don't sugarcoat it. I'm going to tell you the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. Have the bandages patch you up, and we're going to get up, lace these boots up, and get ready to fight, because somebody needs you. See, the little girl in you must die in order for the woman in you to grow. But you guys have a blessed and phenomenal day. Yeah.